What up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of Fuck Yo Team. All right, so first off, let me just go ahead and put it out there. I want to say sorry for not having a show since the last episode that came out.
Yeah, man. We had some technical difficulties and I was under the knife, so we had a few things going on. But we back and hopefully today's show make up for the last few you guys missed, man. We got some good stuff for you guys today.
Yeah, for sure. So we just wanted to get that out the way. But hey, we about to do this. So I guess we can't start the show without talking about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, and honestly, I ain't gonna lie. Part of that, the Super Bowl has I'm still fucked up.
I know.
I'm not even a Falcon fan, and I'm still like, what the fuck did I just see? I mean, Vin Scully said it one time when they had when the Dodgers was playing the A's, and Kirk Gibson
hit that home run, dirty bastard. Can't watch that shit.
But that's okay. But he says, did I just see? I can't believe what I just saw.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm at. I feel like I'm just now, a week later, almost a week later, starting to digest and understand that, first off, there wasn't no parade.
Hey, when we walked out the house, you could just feel the soul that had been taken from the whole city.
From the city?
You know what I mean? From the whole city, except me. I was a little on top with that New England fan driving down the street that night. But I don't know, man. It just was a fantasy, a fairy tale ending for Tom Brady, man.
Okay. Let me just ask you, because you did pick that you picked the Patriots. I almost feel like you should feel how I felt when I picked, when Pacquiao fought Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
I bet on Bradley and I won.
Yeah.
But I really didn't win. Mm-hmm. I mean, I won.
Mm-hmm.
But what I saw, and it's a little bit different because the Patriots actually did what they won.
Yeah, they had a higher score at the end.
But how they won, who the fuck knows? How do you know? Man, you know what? Fuck the Falcons. Hey, my boy, be honest. He been on that fuck the Falcons shit, and I told him, I was like, nah, dog, not this year. This year is their year.
Fuck that.
I don't know if there is really this curse Atlanta sports, but I believe it. I believe in, you know, all those different things, mm-hmm. because I remember when a couple years back the Hawks were hot.
Mm-hmm. And they got to the playoffs. Before the playoffs.
Yeah, they fizzled well before the playoffs.
I remember they beat us before the All-Star break to have the best record going into All-Star weekend,
Yeah, and I mean, they had a whole month they didn't lose. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They went a whole month undefeated. Mm-hmm. Ain't no one ever done that.
Yeah.
So, and everybody was telling me, don't believe it. Yeah. Don't believe it. I believed it.
I've been saying don't believe it.
Well, I'm with you now. I'm with you now.
Hampton went so far as going, he said, I think if they would have won, that might have been the tick and switch to flip Taylor from Philly to the Falcons.
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
I wasn't going. No, but don't. But understand, I was going to party. I was going to party like I was a Falcon fan
for
life.
We definitely, because we were talking about that. I was like, dog, it would have been nice to party. But to see what I just saw,
Oh, you're happier about that?
You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, you,
you're more gratified to be a witness to what you saw.
What I saw.
Rather than have a whole week of just
life. That right there, that one moment just, that brought me, like, so much, like, I was just like, dog, these niggas just lost this shit. Like, really? Y'all just lost this shit. It just was, I don't know, like, to be able to see the faces on, like, because I know how I felt when the Niners didn't win.
Wait a minute. So what?
Do you remember when the Niners lost, how they lost?
No.
We were down and we threw three lobs up and we didn't get it.
You know why?
And I remember losing that game.
You know why I don't remember? You know why I don't remember?
Why?
Because fuck your team, nigga. I don't give a fuck about the devil.
And all the more reason why I feel this way I feel about Atlanta. So you know why I feel the way I feel. Because I wanted them to lose anyway. But to see them lose that way.
Oh, my God. Man, I don't. Listen.
That's the worst loss
like,
in history.
I feel like I lost money other than the bet. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because I feel like. Because I could have been selling, you know, hooch. You know what I mean? Bottled water. I mean, there would have been money to make. I could have been hosting parties. You know, the season is. I mean, I don't know. I just feel bad for the city. I like to party. And I was ready to party.
Yeah.
I was ready to get down for a whole week. I mean, I know in a couple of years when the Super Bowl is here, it's going to be regardless. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a party. Mm-hmm. But I think that, and it was. Who do you blame? I mean, honestly, who do you blame for that collapse?
Everybody. Because the offensive coordinator, okay, he's sending plays down. But Dan Quinn, he knows what plays are going in.
So when you say everybody, you mean your new coach?
Yeah. From Shanahan to Quinn to Matt Ryan. Well, and then for me, you score 7 points the whole second half, dog. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that part right there got to be said. You know what I mean? Like, you guys are the best offense in the league, and you didn't do nothing the second half. You just gave them the ball every time, pretty much. You went 3 and out for the first time in the playoffs.
So
right after the second half.
But so this is the thing too. I know that Alex Mack was hurt, and so because of that, they was bum rushing the middle, and they only rushed the ball 5 times in the second half. Mm-hmm. Now that's your new coach. Mm-hmm. That's all on that dude. Mm-hmm. And the head coach and Quinn too. Mm-hmm. Because I'm just like this. If I'm
on Matt Ryan. Cause like you say, he'll audible out of play any other time. You know what I mean? If you see that it's not audible, you know what I mean? Like that's what I say. You have the range
right.
to audible,
I guess everybody you know who mean? Had a
so them three
the opportunity. Right.
Yeah.
Anybody who had the opportunity to change the play, do something different. Yeah. They're culpable, right? So all three of them are responsible for it.
Because one thing the head coach do is always, I'm going to make the decision because the media is going to point it towards me. If there's going to be a decision to be made,
well,
I'm going to make it.
Well, with Quinn, this is his second year, and I've seen a couple of times where he didn't make good choices as a coach. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Basic, you know, choices that you think. I mean, because this is football 101, man. Mm-hmm. You got to stop. You
make them use their timeouts.
We all saw it happening. And it was like in slow motion. It's like, okay.
I can just remember you saying, they got to get a two-point conversion and a touchdown.
They got everything that they had to do, right? I mean, it was like, okay, it don't matter. Still, these are some long odds.
Yeah.
Okay, now, you went 3 and out. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, I think the worst part for me was being at the 22. And not getting any points.
That right there did it for me. Like you said,
that doesn't make any sense. Yeah. How do you
play call?
Because if you're at the 22 and you don't do anything but victory formation,
you're
at the 25.
You still have a 45-yard field goal. You know what I mean? And
they were running the ball with 19. Everybody's yelling it. We're at a party, and everybody's like, why are they hiking the ball? We got
19
girls.
Seconds.
We got
18 seconds.
Females that don't know nothing about football are screaming, why are they hiking the ball so soon?
Yeah.
And nobody knows,
and
man.
Like you said, that's not on the coordinator.
No, this is the thing. You know, before, everybody was talking about experience, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody, oh, no, it don't matter. This is where
it matters.
It matters. You could see where Tom Brady, after in that first half, he was shook a little looking. He didn't have really any answers. But you could see that he didn't panic. He regrouped and came out. The whole team did.
He did halftime. He was like, nigga, hold my beer. Right. I'm about to go show you what's going on.
Something happened, man, because it just it was it's a tough right. loss. To be the worst, I mean, to lose.
The worst.
In a historic fashion. That's the worst way you could do it. I mean,
is that like a 3-0 lead or a 3-1 lead?
40-0, I would have been better.
Yeah, it is. When you lose 40-0, you were over with before. When you get blew out, it's over with before the game's over.
You never were there. Yeah, it was never within your grasp.
Invested mentally, like say.
But when you're up 25 points,
that should take every. I mean, literally, like say, it took the soul out the city. Not just the football players.
It's not back yet, bro.
No, it's not.
It's not back.
Next day, me and Hank went over to Beyond's house to grab his wallet.
All right.
We saw one Ravens flag on the car, and I saw one Falcon flag on the car, and that's for the whole drive there and whole drive back.
Oh, but before that, you couldn't go two blocks.
And that's where I called, like I said, them fair weather fans, and that's why, man, this I is don't the, appreciate the, it.
Where your Niner flags at? Where your Niner flags at?
They had them still. They still fly in Cali. I never had Niner flags.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like you said, I think the people who really fly those flags don't be real fans. They just go get them when they start winning. So I ain't never, but you know what team I'm on. I've been rocking my Niner stuff forever, you know what I mean?
I'm just saying, man. I think that it's hard to represent after that. I was listening to the radio today. Dude said, today it was, you know, a week later. He says it was the first day I put on some Falcon gear. And he said it's felt good. You know, it's part of the process. I mean, all of the sports talk radios are talking about it as 7 stages of grief. Mm-hmm. And isn't no one's really gotten past anger. The funny thing is that with Shanahan moving on his own, mm-hmm. nobody's got the pitchforks out ready to lynch this dude, which they would have if he was still the coach. Everybody would have been calling for him to be fired.
Well, see, like I say, it's that up and down thing, man, with, you know, everybody was so, Kyle Shanahan's the best thing since sliced bread until that second half, you know.
Well, I mean, hey, a pretty girl is pretty until she take off that makeup. You know what I mean?
You know?
She was fine until she took off all that
makeup.
He
also brought over a coach with him, too.
And a quarterback.
Coach.
And he brought over Schaub. Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, Schaub is coming. No, yeah.
Not yet. That ain't been confirmed. That ain't been confirmed.
Come on. That's your
it's
new
not
quarterback.
Confirmed, though.
That's your
it's,
new quarterback.
It's not confirmed. So, all right, let me ask you this then, man. Is that comparable to losing the 3-1 lead? Because when the Warriors lost our 3-1 lead, I wore Warriors stuff the next day. I didn't wait a week. But again, that's the difference between real fans and fair weather fans for
okay.
me. You know what I mean? The ratings are low for SportsCenter in Georgia now.
No,
people don't even want to see.
I don't want to listen because all they're gonna and I'm listen. I am not a Falcon fan, but I don't want to. I don't want to watch them jack Tom Brady and the Patriots dick all fucking 24/7. I don't. I'm tired. Just like I think the rest of the nation was rooting against the Patriots. I think the only people that were rooting for the Patriots are Patriots fans and people that don't like the Falcons. Mm-hmm. Those are the only people primarily that were rooting.
Because I would never root for the Patriots any other time.
Everybody else, nobody, okay, any time a team has been on as long as the Patriots have been on, people get tired of seeing your face.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, and then not only that, the longer you're on, the more obnoxious your fucking fan base becomes.
Mm-hmm.
And so people get tired of having to deal with them punk-ass motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
And so because of that, there was a groundswell of, you know, support for the Falcons. And people are mad at Falcons fans for what the team did. Other fans are like, how the fuck did you guys let the Patriots get another
one?
Well,
I'm not mad at them, like you said.
Well, no, because you were rooting for the Patriots. But anybody who was rooting for the Falcons against the Patriots, they're like, how could you let us down like that? You guys had them. And that's the thing. You had them. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. When you got them, you supposed to hold them down, man, and they didn't, and it's just a travesty, and I'm like, fuck the Falcons now, too. I don't give a fuck. I'm a party in 2019 regardless, so don't get there again. Dan Quinn, you got some splaining to do, dude. They fucking fired the whole defense. Stop fucking throwing the ball. Do some ball control. Get them niggas off the field.
Get them off the field. Run the ball when you have second and first and 10 from the 22-yard line. Don't take a quarter. Don't take a sack, Mac Ryan. Don't take that sack.
Okay, more than anything, what I'm really kind of pissed about, honestly, is that that Julio Jones catch is just going to be forgotten.
It's really like the David Tyree catch.
No, it don't mean it was, shit. No, it doesn't. It was one of the greatest Super Bowl catches.
Antonio Holmes. But it didn't win. You'll never forget.
It don't mean nothing. Yeah,
we'll forget about it next year.
And we're going to be talking about that fuck Edelman's juggle catch.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so.
That's right.
Yeah, it is what it is, fans. I don't know what to say. I saw it, and I still don't understand what I saw. It's some fucked up shit, but it's all good.
Yeah, it was. Like you say, it's definitely who they are. They were.
Well, I believe it now. I'm in. So, hey, fuck that. Let's move on to your boy Charles, man. Let's just talk about.
We can go back to Tom Brady before you want. No, you don't want to get off.
Yeah, we can talk about. Yeah, because we talk about Tom. We can just keep talking about Tom. So is Tom the greatest now?
No,
why not? Who is
still Joe Montana for me?
I don't know no more. Just because I know I said that right, and I said I'm changing my mind only because dude has been to the Super Bowl now 7 times.
I agree,
and he's 5-2.
I agree.
The only 2 times he lost to punk-ass Eli Manning, which I can't explain that, right? I mean, I don't know what... And it wasn't Tom's fault that they lost to them teams. He just didn't have the ball last.
Yeah, yeah.
And Eli did. He did what he was supposed to do in those games. So...
Well, he also threw interceptions. Joe Montana ain't never threw none in the Super Bowl.
Joe got 4 Super Bowls.
I'm saying Joe has 0 losses, and Joe played in a time where quarterbacks could actually take a hit.
So when it's ring time, when it's time to count the ring, when we sitting at the table when it's ring time, ain't nobody fucking with Tom right now.
Do you calculate? Do you say, well, nobody's fucking with Jordan because he lost, or you can win as many as you want, LeBron, but you won't be Jordan because you lost. What's the difference?
I'm not.
Jordan, what's the difference, dog?
That's a good point.
I mean, for me, like you say, it's I can't compare players and generations. You know what I mean? Tom Brady didn't have to take Lawrence Taylor, fucking who can actually whack his ass. If he did, I don't think he'd play the same amount of games he'd play. I don't think none of these quarterbacks would if they could take hits like the quarterbacks took then, and the rules didn't change.
Okay, so I think the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. They have played in the AFC Championship game or the Super Bowl.
So
every year they're playing either in the Super Bowl or to get to the Super Bowl.
And like you said, that's a good team. I mean, that's the same thing. Okay, that's same thing with the Spurs, right?
This is the thing too. Edelman. I mean, he's an all right player. I mean, everybody that they've had are all right.
All right,
but. The overall sum is
it's good. I mean,
it's better than good. It's the stretch that they are on is unprecedented. Even when the Niners were running off, they were 10 wins a season, they weren't
14.
But it wasn't like you was in the Super Bowl every year or at the AFC Championship every year. That's These fools are doing something we've never seen.
Yeah, but again, I think at the same time, you have. An issue where, like you say, your best player. I remember we lost Joe Montana. That killed our Super Bowl dreams 1 year. Lawrence Taylor damn likely killed his ass out there. And I don't know. Like you say, it's just with the different eras, man. It's just hard for me to compare those two, man.
When did Joe retire? How old was he?
In his 30s. I don't remember how old. But like you say, quarterbacks wasn't paying the 40 because, like you say, they were. He was getting whacked.
Right. All I know is when I see something that I've never seen before, I have to stop and say, hey, I've never seen this before. What the Patriots are doing, I've never seen before.
Yeah, that's true.
What Tom Brady's doing, I've never seen before. Yeah. Now, granted, he could easily be
7-0.
No.
Or he could easily be 2-5.
Right.
Easily.
Right.
Easily.
Or what is that? 3-4.
Yeah. Easily.
Because if they should have lost it with Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah. They should have lost.
And then they should have lost this one with the Falcons.
And they shouldn't have won. They shouldn't even been in the Super Bowl the year the Raiders went. They shouldn't even been there that year.
So you take three,
you know what I mean? Like, say you could take 3 of those away.
That's, I mean, but you can.
But you can, but you, so you, like, so just on.
he could easily be, like you say, 3-4 or 3-3.
Right.
You know, so.
Right.
Like I said, I don't know. In any sport, man, I just don't compare eras, man, because the game was different. Everything was different to me.
Is he the greatest of his generation?
Of our generation, I put him up. I would say, yeah. I mean, I like Peyton Manning. I think what Peyton Manning does as a coach on the field, I think he's without Belichick, I don't think Tom Brady's Tom.
So it's the Peyton system, Manning. You think?
I do. I think the system has a lot to do with it.
I think the system does, too. I'm not trying to.
Yes.
Because when you have Matt Castle
come in.
11-5.
Garoppolo.
Go. And
the other guy who came in last year.
We don't even know his name.
That's what I'm saying.
We just going to call him the other guy.
Yeah.
And when you got those guys going 3-1.
You know, it's.
Granted. His stats
are a lot different than those quarterbacks. Right. Don't get me wrong.
And I think that his, you know, over the years, he's developed and the experience that makes him a lot better than all of those guys. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of his success is due to the system. And it's funny because I think that in some way, Belichick would like to, you know, show people it's not the system. Mm-hmm. I could do this without Tom. Let me get somebody else in here.
Yeah.
And I'll still do this. Yeah. But we'll see. I just think that.
I do. I will give him top. Arguably one or two, him or Peyton. Just because, like you say, you can't. The stuff that Peyton Manning did on the field, man, I've never seen.
I'm gonna give it to him over Peyton easily
because of the rings.
No, not necessarily the rings. I seen Peyton even before the surgeries throw some balls that, you know, they get there and they're, you know, Reggie Wayne or Harrison, you know, he always had top flight receivers too. He always had a nice little running game.
He never had the greatest coaching.
No.
He was the coach.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's what I said. Like I said, just for what he did, because I don't care what era we take Peyton Manning to, I think he could have played as far as what he did on the field. Like, I don't care what era, what he did, nobody in any era has done what he did as far as, you know, the way he did that. And I thought that was impressive, man.
I loved Omaha, Omaha.
And you listen to receivers who
talk. Omaha.
Yeah, you listen to receivers, and that's all they talk about is how much better they got with his work ethic and how he.
Them niggas didn't win. They won one Super Bowl.
That's true.
That's like the Braves of the 90s, nigga. Mm-hmm.
That's true. I'll give you
that. I mean, you're there. You're nice and you're really good.
But I always think as the Braves is one of the best organizations, even for them runs they had, even though they only won one. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You
have to be if you're going to stay that consistent. Yeah. But at the end of the day, this game is played for the championship.
And again, it was your fault you lost a lot of these games. So like say for Peyton Manning, it was a lot of them interceptions in the fourth quarter. You know what I mean?
That
killed the game for you.
Yeah. So I think that like when they lost against the Saints.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, that pick six.
Yeah,
come on,
man.
Yeah,
I'm going to say Brady is the greatest of this generation, and it's not even – I mean, I'm not going to say it's by a landslide, but I think it's clear, especially now.
Now, if Peyton
– Peyton's not coming back from that.
No. If Peyton played in New England,
ooh,
how many would he have?
Because
that's what I'm – like, I'm just – you know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
So that's – you know, like I said, so I don't know. You know,
if
Brady definitely got the numbers and the rings to say that he was better. Than Peyton.
If was a fifth,
we'd all be drunk.
I heard that. So now we can talk about the oak tree.
Yeah, man.
Man.
Free oak tree, man.
No, hold on, man. Let me just go ahead and say. The oak fell awfully easy on his way to the back, man. What did he trip him? What happened?
I didn't see him fall.
Oh yeah, on the way.
They must have tripped. They must have tripped.
I think what it was is he like, man, y'all not finna take me out of camera sight and just start whooping my ass. He like, y'all can whoop my ass. Y'all can whoop my ass right here for the everybody. I'm going down to the ground. Okay, so in case you are not aware, I don't know where you've been. What we're talking about is. Charles Oakley, former New York Knick, Charles Oakley, was at Madison Square Garden watching a Knick game. And I guess the word is that he was acting a fool, basically. Yeah.
First, they said it was him. He was talking loud about James Dolan, who was a few seats in front of him, is what I heard, is what started it. But like you say, it's all he say, she say, man.
Okay.
But he's a paying fan. Who cares?
So this is the thing. This is the thing. There are fans all the time that be getting on players,
especially the Knicks.
They have professional hecklers that just sit around and just talk shit, and they get to do that.
Yeah.
And nobody kicks them out. Nobody approaches them seven deep. Now, this is the thing. This is how I feel about it. People know. I mean, if anybody knows Charles,
yeah,
it's the Knicks.
It's the Knicks.
So they know if we about to come at him with some bullshit, we better come seven deep. We better come seven deep.
And you heard some of the manuscript I showed you last night. Like, you know, I mean, Charles Oakley was pissed. And
well, it was clear he was pissed.
Yeah.
When he put it, see, that's where I thought he fucked up.
When he put his hands on the little guy.
When he mushed his dude's temple. You know, so listeners, in case you haven't seen it, there's just a white guy standing next to him, just in a suit. He's not even saying anything to Charles. And Charles turns to him, puts his finger in his face, and then uses that said finger to push dude's head away. And then dude, real quick, like, vacated that area. He moved right out the way. He like, listen, he's starting to get physical.
I don't want them problems.
I don't think anybody wants Charles Oakley problems.
I was hoping Barkley would have said something.
No, listen.
Please, Barkley, say something so Charles can get on your helmet again.
Listen. Charles Oakley is known for slapping grown men.
Especially you, Charles Barkley.
He's known to have slapped grown men that thought that they was hard. I remember a story, and I think I told it back before when I was doing the other podcast about when he played in Toronto. And one of his teammates owed him some
money.
And that dude didn't want to even come to the bench.
Mm-mm.
Like, you so afraid of Charles Oakley that you in an NBA arena don't want to sit next to this fool on the bench where there's cameras and witnesses. You like, I know he don't play. Like, he will look.
He will get into your shit out here.
That's when I knew Charles was like the real deal Holyfield. So
I just remember him punking Barkley. Like, I mean, that's going to stick with me forever.
I remember him punking a lot of people. Yeah,
but Barkley came out and said the fool punked him. You know, everybody else didn't come out and just say he punked him. We just knew. You know what I mean? When you put
your hands down, and he just put his hands down. That's pretty much what he made Barkley do.
Well,
because Barkley was not that kind of tough guy.
No.
He was not. I mean,
stop talking all that talk all the time like you is then, homie.
Hey, Barkley too rich for all of that. Barkley is too rich to be fighting. Hey, back when he threw, I would have liked to seen what the guy looked like, but I'm sure it was a small white guy.
I'm sure it was a small white guy that he threw through the glass window.
But anyways, Dolan is
the laughing stock of the NBA.
Okay.
The Knicks ain't shit,
what's the worst? Who is the worst sports owner right now? Jed York.
Jed.
Dolan.
The one for the A's, Wolf.
Wolf.
Dolan's definitely. Dolan, I think, is the worst because he has the most money and the biggest market. Like, you're in New York with all this.
I'm going to say Dolan just because it's been decades.
Since he's taken over the team, they've been nothing but laughs. Since Isaiah Thomas, they've been laughing.
Like, the whole Isaiah Thomas, I mean, I don't think he's done one thing right. And then I watched a press conference yesterday. Did you see that?
I didn't. I heard some of
it. Okay. Let me just give you a little rundown of what it went like. Mm-hmm. He was basically saying, hey, I don't want to, you know, I hired Phil to do a job. I wouldn't be right, you know, telling Phil how to do his job, because this was in regards to Carmelo, right? Mm-hmm. He basically took no accountability.
No.
Then when they asked him about something about, you know, that he should be able to answer as an owner, his response was, ask Phil. But Phil don't talk to nobody.
No. And Phil acting like fucking Donald Trump out here. Stop tweeting all the time, dog. Win some fucking games and stop tweeting about Carmelo. Either trade him or let him play, dog.
That is like, okay. What fan base would you rather be right now? The Atlanta Falcons or the New York Knicks?
Oof. Because it's like Knicks have history. 20, 30 years of just fucking losing big games.
Right, right.
Well, the Falcons only have two or three. Atlanta only has two or three big games in the fucking whole city's history right. for all sports. So
right.
maybe Falcons.
I believe so. And honestly, I'm just going to go like this. I'm just going to go to the top.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the owner, you know, Blank, is a better – he's going to put the Falcons in a better situation than – you know, Dolan is even capable of. I mean, Blank is, you know, he'll spend the money for the right players. You know what I mean? I think he's trying to do right by the team.
Yeah.
He does right by the city. You know what I'm saying? But outside of that, the future, if you're a Falcon fan, your future is so much brighter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what the future of the Knicks is. Yeah, well, is it Melo? Is it Porzingis?
I'm not.
Is it Phil?
For me, it should be Porzingis.
Is it Dolan? I mean,
And they don't. I don't even think they have a clue. You know what I mean? That's the crazy thing. Like with New York, man, it's you got.
But Phil has been a train wreck. I'm going to just keep that up. I mean, much as I think Phil Jackson is one of the greatest, if not the greatest,
he's been a train
coach
wreck.
Ever in the NBA. He is a front office man, and I'm so glad that's why he ain't, you know, they didn't let him take over the Lakers. Because if this is how he runs shit, oh, we dodged a bullet.
Well, for me, it ain't all about star power. Like, everybody talk about the Warriors.
He gave away. He gave away Shumpert.
Mm-hmm.
He gave away Smith.
Yeah.
He gave away he's playing in Phoenix now.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you want to come to this team?
Chandler.
Yeah. He gave away Chandler.
And that's
and for what? To just save a little bit of money?
And that's what
And you didn't get shit back.
You know what I mean? Because for me, if you had
just those three players with Melo and the young group of players.
And Jennings and Rose and
come
Porzingis.
Come on, man.
Like, and that's what I mean. Like, for me, you got to put together people who know how to play. You know what I mean? Who played it. For, like, the Warriors, when I look at them, we didn't go out and just sign him. Like, you drafted these fools to come in, and they was like, hey, they just jailed. It wasn't like going to get free agent. Like, New York Knicks, for me, are the biggest free agent. Like, that's all they do is try to hop on free agency.
Right.
You know what I mean?
From
they
Stoudemire.
Never do anything in the draft.
Right.
Yeah.
The Stoudemire started it. Stoudemire gave them some legitimacy as far as a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Because before that, they couldn't even get any superstar to come there.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I watch Melo do interviews now, and I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. I don't know what – if I was Melo, I would be begging to get the fuck out of New York.
Yeah.
I mean, come on,
man. I
wouldn't
have never signed there.
But what is he waiting on? I mean, because honestly, the longer he stays in New York, the less I think of him.
Yeah.
The more I think
– I used to think that he was more of a winner almost than LeBron.
Right.
Because, like I said, he kept Denver in the playoffs.
Yes.
And what he did in college, like, I thought he was a bigger, more of a winner than LeBron.
Right.
Until he went to New York. And I don't know. Like I said, New York can bring out the best in you. You can bring out the worst in you. And
the thing is that he doesn't seem to give a fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems, I'm sure, you know, if you laugh to instead of crying, and maybe he don't want to cry in front of people, but...
But who know they roll over there? You know what I mean? Like you say, you got the Warriors. Well, Klay Thompson don't mind scoring 14 some nights. Steph Curry don't mind scoring 14. Like, who knows their role over there? Like when Charles the big man Ewing, he was the man. Starks was good. Oakley them were good, but he was the man.
Right.
They don't even know who the man is over there. Is it Rose? Is it Porzingis? Melo?
The man is Melo. Let's just be clear.
But Porzingis is the best player on their team right now for me. You know,
he has the best potential.
You know.
I mean, but he overall, you might be right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because I know he blocks shots. Mm-hmm. He does some different things.
Shoot the three.
My thing is, if I was Melo and I could pick, which he can,
mm-hmm.
where I want to go,
mm-hmm.
I would just give you these teams mm-hmm. that I think are in the hunt for a championship, and that I can. But the Knicks are saying the Knicks supposedly told the Clippers we don't even need. We don't even need a major player back.
Man,
we'll take your scraps.
We talked about that because I would stop. Man, Carmelo, like, what's taking the Clippers so long to get a shooting guard or a small forward? JJ Redick? Like, dog, I mean, JJ Redick's cool, but dog, that's a six man.
But you got to, but that's on Melo too. It's not just Melo's got mm-hmm. the final say.
Mm-hmm.
If I was Melo, believe me, Phil wants to get
that no trade
Phil
calls.
Wants to get Melo gone
out of there. And Melo should be wanting to go. Like, please get me out of here.
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't know if it's
okay.
Why did he sign back there?
If you with somebody, once you right, and they don't want you,
you say fuck you.
How do you? I mean, right? Do you just you just gonna live in the house?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he's doing. That's what it seems like to me. This person don't want you, but y'all, you don't. You know they can't get rid of you either. Who's they can't kick you out, then? Right? So this
who'll be gone first, Melo or Phil?
Oh, Phil is gonna be gone, man. I mean, well, I don't know because Dolan. It goes back to Dolan. Yeah. Dolan is saying I'm not doing nothing. I don't think Dolan is. I think Dolan
is the problem.
Likes Phil more than I would Phil rather have Phil winning. There than Melo. Because Melo's costing him a lot of money and ain't giving him nothing as far as production that's going to give him a return on his investment. You know what I mean? You ain't making no extra money. You ain't making it to the playoffs. If you in the lottery every year, that's not – the fan base ain't feeling that.
But they still selling out every fucking night. That's why – and that's what's going to have to happen for the fan base is going to have to stop coming.
That's what – I think Max Kellerman said that.
It's the same thing about the Niners. You know what I'm saying? When we moved into that new stadium and all you got was the corporate people who buying the seats, when Niners start losing, they're not coming to the games. Only real fans going to really show up then.
Right.
So for the real fans now, it's, dog, if either y'all going to put a quality team out here, I'm not paying my fucking money no more.
That's
what it's got to be, dog. You know what I mean? But as long as the Knicks sell out, why do Dolan don't give a damn?
Yeah, sorry, Knicks fans. I feel for y'all, man, but y'all got some fucked up shit. I mean, as a Laker fan and having understanding fucked up ownership in front office.
As a Warrior fan and an A's fan and a Niners fan right now, I done been through with all my teams, so I feel them. But on another note, as the Ning and Peyton Fool say, the Knicks ain't shit, B.
Yeah, fuck your boots. All right, so hey, tonight. Maybe by the time you hear this, the game has already been played. I don't know, but tonight we got the Dubs versus OKC in OKC. Durant's first time back.
And what do you expect? Bluebirds will be out in full force. The shirts they got.
You
shirts
think so?
Made. I think he'll get booed every time he touches the ball.
Okay, come on. What about introduction?
Oh, God, he'll really get booed.
I don't know. So this is the reason why, right? I think that while he was there, right?
He did some good things.
He did a lot of good things. I mean, with, you know, in the $1 million for the tornado relief. I mean, he changed people's lives, right? I mean, I think he, in the community, he was that dude that was out front. And not only that, the first time he was a free agent, He didn't do nothing but quietly tweet out, "Hey, I just resigned. I just resigned." Wasn't no fanfare.
And so, it was the same way this time.
And he didn't run the first chance he got. So you got to, I mean, it'd be different if the first opportunity he had to cut turf, he cut turf.
Yeah.
He didn't. He stuck around. He gave you some opportunities.
Now, opportunities to win, man.
And put a team around and do what he did, right? I mean, so I don't think that he shorted Oklahoma City. I don't think they got any reason to be mad at him.
I think he played as hard as every game he played for.
I said all that to say that I don't think that Oklahoma City fans, if you are really a fan, got anything to be mad at. I mean, sure, you know, when you the motherfucker getting broke up with, you don't like that. And you may be bitter, but you should be over that shit by now. And maybe not. Maybe it's still this first year. Well, and especially if you watch him go win a title. You know, somewhere else. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to see their ex go fucking marry that fucking supermodel nigga, that fucking the actor nigga.
I'm
fucking
stunned on my ex.
Fucking NBA player and shit. Like, what's she been up to? Oh, yeah, she with that one super duper nigga.
One nigga now, man. Well, I mean, dog, it's you know, for me, you know, KD, like you say, it's a game where OKC, how'd you feel when you took Seattle Supersonics from Seattle?
Hey, right? Hey, there it is, right? You wasn't mad.
You wasn't mad then.
You wasn't mad.
It was a decision that had to be made.
It was a business decision. Hey, there it is, Oklahoma. Listen,
Seattle has great fans.
So it's like when you cheating on somebody, or you with somebody and you know that they got someone else, so they cheating with you and then they break up with them and get with you. You can't get mad when they cheat
on you.
On you, because that's how you got them.
That's how you got them.
You took them from somewhere else, so when someone took your dude from you, you can't be mad.
Hey, this is Dr. Phil, fucking ESPN, all wrapped up in one, baby. You know what I mean? You don't know what the hell you're going to get over here.
Nah, man. But hey, listen, real side note. I know we talking about the I saw Russell Wilson because they had a little episode today. You know, they were documenting both of them how.
Westbrook?
Russell Westbrook. Mm-hmm. They had documented how they both done things in the community. Like, mm-hmm. there's a, you know, he's got a library, you know, named after him. Westbrook does. Mm-hmm. KD's got all these basketball hoop courts mm-hmm. and stuff, right? And, you know, they talk to different kids and, you know, some of them was like, yo, because of these books, it's been great, mm-hmm. you know, and the other ones is like, I was in, you know, doing bad before these courts got out of here, and now all mm-hmm. I do is ball out, you know what I'm saying? And in the segment, they show Russell Westbrook, and he had, and I know my man is always into fashion, mm-hmm. but he had on this what I would call a skirt mm-hmm. and some leggings.
Mm-hmm. I've seen Omar Epps with that on TV the other day too.
And then I was like, okay, wait a minute. Maybe I'm on to something here, right? Maybe I'm on to the reason why, and stay with me now, the reason why Westbrook is so angry, over the top, aggressive, is because he's masking the fact that
he really liked him.
Yeah, he's
on the other side.
Yeah,
I think he'll switch here to
maybe. He don't mind a little cuddle time
missing that shower time.
That's what's really behind all this, right?
That's what he act like when he come up in there dressed like you with these skinny jeans on and this photographer thing.
But it wasn't even. It was like a skirt, dog.
I seen Omar Epps wearing it on a show the other day because they were talking about the men wearing these skirts these days,
I don't have enough money to know real expensive fashion.
I know men don't wear skirts and dresses.
Okay, and I know that. And see what happened? Maybe he just got rich, and somebody came up to him with an Italian accent and was like, "This is my new line, you know." And try this, Wesley. You're going to be killing them. You know, and that motherfucker's like, yeah, ain't nobody rocking this shit. Ain't nobody got none of this shit in the hood.
It reminds me of the Andre 3000 video.
Okay.
And when he about to get married and DJ Paul say, well, all I want to know is why are you running around looking like Rowdy Piper with this skirt on? Dog, we in the United States of America. It's not Scotland, dog. Take that fucking skirt off, dog. Put some pants on. Put some basketball shorts on. Be a man for once, dog. I'm just saying, man, all that skirt stuff. If that's what you do. Hey, more power to you.
Right, right.
But go out and say that's what you do.
Right.
Don't go out here like you hard, because Zaza might beat you up for that.
Listen, and I'm wondering, because I thought about that, right? And when he like, I don't play that. You know, I'm a check. I'm wondering if Zaza in the back of his mind is like, come on, faggot. I wish you would, nigga. You know what we do to fags in my country? You know? And that's not my word. I just imagine that's how Zaza would feel if he thought that a gay dude was threatening him. A short gay dude was threatening him like he was hard. You know what I mean? And I didn't really feel like that until I started putting all these wardrobes together, right? And then went on the capper when I saw him in a skirt. I was like, damn.
That's the final straw.
Westbrook. For real, though? And then I was like, well, maybe that's why you over the top hard on the court, because you off the court, it's like, you know, almost like Brian Dawkins used to say. Mm-hmm. He used to say, when I'm on the, you know, I'm a preacher, I'm a godly man off the, I go to church,
when I'm on the field,
I'm Weapon X, nigga. Yeah. He used to call himself Weapon X, and I'm a different dude. Mm-hmm. I'm just a different dude, and there's two different personas. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's Westbrook. Maybe his persona off the court is
a little softer.
Weapon soft. You know what I mean?
Maybe, cupcake, as they say in OKC, a cupcake.
Maybe that's his persona, because he's super hard on the, you know, and maybe not. Hey, Westbrook, if you really as hard as you act, don't come fight me, nigga. I'm just saying, this is what I saw.
Right.
Listen, stop wearing
wearing your mama pants.
Stop them skirts, man. That was a damn skirt.
Stop wearing her skirts. Stop wearing all your mama clothes. Stay out of her closet.
Yeah, that's for real, though. Hey, fashion ain't fashion, man. Listen, do you, man.
You know what I mean? Hey, historic season for Westbrook, man. I'm actually, you know what I mean? Like you say, I'm definitely
MVP?
I don't know.
James Harden's putting up great numbers.
If you had to pick an MVP right now in the NBA. James Harden. Really?
Yeah.
You know who I would say?
Who?
Zeke. Nah. Little Isaiah, man. Yeah. I'm telling you, this dude, I watched him, and I watched him the other day, and I mean, they lying. They giving him some inches. I don't know what they calling him, but
he gotta be 5'7".
Nah. He like five five. Dog. And my thing is, he's not a primarily a jump shooter dude. He takes it in the paint.
How much better was he than Spud?
Oh, he's a lot better than Spud.
You know what
he's a lot better than Spud.
Yeah.
Spud, his main was his hops.
Derek Fisher was kind of who he reminded him, just because he was small and left-handed, but he's got so much more offensive game than Fisher ever had, man.
Yeah. Fisher was nice. Fisher had a nice jumper, you know, but I think
he got it all.
Oh, his game is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And to do it at that size, I don't think I've seen it. Okay, Fat Lever was a baller at a short dude, you know, and I remember Fat Lever getting close to like 9 boards. You know, I don't know. You know what I mean? So Avery Bradley, same dude on his team.
6'3".
Yeah, I mean,
he's one of the best defenders.
And he's getting like 8 rebounds, you know, this year. But anyways, if I had a vote, just because they're number 2 seed, they may be number 1, real close to it with the way Cleveland been losing lately. Who else do they have? Avery Bradley's been out, you know, a lot. With this Achilles thing, who else they got?
Horford.
Okay, Captain Sharman. Okay, so I can't even remember you. I can't believe you started with Horford though.
I'm just trying to think of who they have on that team.
Crowder. Crowder's probably their second best player.
Think so? Over Bradley?
I mean, well, Bradley been hurt. Yeah. I'd say Bradley.
One thing about Horford, we can say, like, but his numbers are consistent every year. He's consistent 17-10.
And he's about 14-9, 14-8 this year.
Yeah. I definitely thought I would see more from him. But again,
like Amir Johnson? Kelly Olynyk?
Yeah. Those guys, they're a good defensive team.
So this is my
thing. They're a good defensive team.
This is, was it Smart?
Yeah.
Marcus Smart.
But he thought he was number 3 pick. You should. He was number 3 pick.
The funny thing is, I thought he was a big man in college. I was tripping.
Yeah,
I thought
that was a mistake.
I know, but I thought he was a big dude, at least a power forward.
Yeah, no, he's little.
The camera on the TV fucks with you. Mm-hmm. It'd be changing people. Mm-hmm. He looked big. Like when he pushed the dude in the stands, I thought he was a big dude.
Yeah.
Maybe the guy was a little guy. I don't know. But when he pushed the fan, I thought he was a power forward.
Yeah.
But anyways, that my point is that they don't have a ton of stars.
Yeah, I like, but again, that's what you say. You don't need stars. Like, dude, just people who know their
role. You're right.
You know what I mean? Avery Bradley, he doesn't have to score 20 points. He's going to give you 10.
Let me give you this. Mm-hmm. He's the leading fourth quarter scorer in the NBA.
Now, that right there is amazing. He's not just the leading. He's the leading. He's averaging the most fourth quarter points in NBA history now.
Right.
So that's amazing right
now. So when it comes down to crunch time.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you can count on him the most.
Yeah. And but he's probably the only one shooting, too.
Okay. I'll have to look and see. But all I know is he's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a good race. For MVP this year, I think you got a lot of.
Would he be doing that in the West?
Let's
he
be clear.
He played ball in the West.
When he was in the West,
he
balled out.
Yeah.
Wherever he was at, Phoenix, Sacramento. Mm-hmm.
He balled. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Was he sixth man of the year? No, he was he rookie of the year?
I know, I know the Kings were stupid. And
of course the Kings were stupid. Marcus, the Kings, all they do is stupid shit.
Yeah.
The Kings. Fuck the Kings. But anyways, folks, we appreciate it. I hope this show was worth the wait.
Wait.
What are we doing?
One more segment, man.
What we got?
What the hell is up with that flop by LeBron the other night when he missed that dunk?
Oh.
Nah, ain't nobody touched your ass.
See?
You so damn soft.
I'm done with LeBron. I'm gonna let you bash LeBron because listen, I can't do it no more.
It hard for people to even want to root for you, dog. Like now, let me see a Bron sexual come tell me about this one right here how he was.
This has been my back draw about LeBron mentally, the fortitude that it takes to me to be the greatest. He don't got that killer mentality I don't need a helping hand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need you to do anything for me. I don't need to gain an advantage by some old, you know, sympathy or some perceived shit.
Yeah.
All I need is me.
Yeah.
Yeah. All I need is me and my balls, and I'm about to do this. That's what I. He don't got. He don't. He.
Listen. Case in point, when we played him last year, I'd have been like, tell Klay Thompson he better bring it. He better lace him up tomorrow. Because ain't no way I'm going to go say, oh, he called me a bitch on the court. No, tell Klay Thompson he better bring his fucking, he better be ready to get in the mud tomorrow.
No, but I want you guys to know he called me a name.
Yeah.
And now you know. Watch what I do to him. Watch. Yeah. Now you know. But see, LeBron is just that dude. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I'm going to let you go. Because see, you, I don't know why you try to get me started.
I just
wasn't even supposed to be
the segment. I just couldn't let, dog, you came in on a fast break. And you really cried to the ref like you got fouled.
They always do, though. They yeah, always that's do. True. No, what happens that's is true. The thing is, it's a mental thing, right? First off, there's 20,000 people that you just did this in front of.
It's like
not only that, and then there's the television audience too. You got at least front for them, and you think that you and there are some that you do fool, and they're like, oh, he got fouled. Mm-hmm. Look at him, he got fouled. Look at it. Oh,
he ain't gonna just miss,
right? And he don't ever get the calls. He wouldn't cry like that if he didn't get fouled. And those are the, like, what'd you call them?
Bronze sexuals.
So listen, mm-hmm. I don't, LeBron.
Come on, man.
You a champion, right? You the champ, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's worse than crying for help, saying you need more help, and you the champion. Mm-hmm. So come on, man. Just man up and do what you do, man. Ball out. When you fucking get mad, you're the best player I've probably ever seen. When you fucking act like a sissy lala, you fucking make me mad.
Yeah.
So come on, LeBron. You're
too big for that, dog.
Get your shit together, man. That'd be like Shaq crying. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Shaq just dunked on niggas.
Guess what, LeBron? F your team.
Hey, man. We appreciate it, though. Hey, guys, I hope the show was worth it. We will be back next week. So
every Friday, 4 o'clock, we will be dropping. 4 Eastern time is what we've been planning on, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So 4 Eastern Friday. So look for the new show.
This upcoming Friday.
Yes, sir.
Just think of it. Just mark it with your paydays.
Mark it with your paydays.
Man. And then we're going to get a donation button on the website, so that way when that we can mark that with your paydays, too.
With your paydays, too. And make sure you have those shirts on, man. F your team, man. Keep all up right with your squad.
Well, hey, until next time, fuck with us.
Fuck with us.